Okay, Priya is gone. I mean, I think it is rather obvious now that ISKCON needs a reformation, you could say. Well, there was one back in the mid-80s, early 80s. And it's not about ideology or, you know, I've got better ideas. And this is right and this is wrong, but practical. I keep hearing, yes I do, devotees here in Sweden coming and saying, you know, this gun is not doing good. So here's one suggestion that, you know, rather than trying to do it this way, that way, externally, so to speak, organizationally, shall we become more of a Hindu movement, attracting the resources of Indians? Shall we become an accepted religion so we can get money from the state? Should we go back to the '70s, the hardcore, strict, heavy, fixed up? You know, I'm not sure that any of those actually embody or represent what is really important about ISKCON. So I'll suggest something here. And I say it's something acceptable. It's not some other strange way, but what I say is returning to the actual roots. That we need to raise above the material platform, and with that I mean of viewing ISKCON and the Krishna Conscious Movement and so on in terms of organization, material situation, do this, don't do that, look like this, not that, be member of this organization, not that, have those leaders, not the others, and all of those things. Well, do this, do that, that's of course important. So it's about Krishna consciousness, it's about us getting help and helping each other to develop Krishna consciousness and to live our lives in such a way that we can be happy and feel that we are getting enlightened and life starts to work out for us, and that we are also in interpersonally learning how to be respectful, friendly, kind, tolerant, and so on to each other, and, you know, basically cooperate, not by necessarily following the same leader or things like that. So I think this is really what it should be. Not focus on you should be a member of this and that, you should go to this or that program or temple or be... You know, but a personal thing that each and every one of us can learn to and can peacefully take up Krishna consciousness, this bhakti yoga and this life and everything that we find in these nice books and by the teachings of Prabhupada, in ways that we feel benefit us at work in our lives and so on.